In today's video, we embark on a profound exploration. What price did Padre Pio pay for the salvation of souls? Explore his remarkable faith tested by hidden struggles, kidney stones, surgery without anesthesia, and more. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's insights are drawn from the book Padre Pio, The Unknown Miracles of the Stigmatized Saint by José María Zavala. Within its pages, we discover an abstract of Padre Pio's severe illnesses over the years, recorded by one of Padre Pio's spiritual sons, Dr. Giuseppe Sala. However, today's video goes beyond Padre Pio's medical history. It explores the deeper meaning behind his suffering. So let's dive right in. The author, José María Zavala, tells us, Padre Pio willingly endured significant moral and physical suffering to bring about conversions and healings. In doing so, he led souls to God and rescued them from the claws of the devil. He won souls for God with prayer and suffering. Do not go to paradise by carriage, Padre Pio warned. Souls are not bought with money. To the kingdom of heaven, one ascends through the path of prayer and suffering. To exemplify the profound suffering Padre Pio endured, the price he paid to save as many souls as possible, Dr. Giuseppe Sala documented the following medical history, a narrative that would have ruined any other human being. The doctor recounts, in addition to battling bronchitis, Padre Pio also suffered from kidney stones. He had 4 instances where he passed stones from his kidneys. Back then, treatment options were very limited, so Padre Pio had to endure immense physical suffering. While I haven't experienced this myself, I know individuals who have, and they describe it as one of the most unbearable pains imaginable. Furthermore, Dr. Sala mentions that Padre Pio underwent a hernia surgery conducted by Dr. Festa. Now, this surgery deserves far more than just a brief mention. You see, Padre Pio underwent this surgery without anesthesia. You might wonder why. Did they not have anesthesia available? Well, they did. But Padre Pio didn't want it. Here's the story. Padre Pio endured prolonged suffering from a hernia that caused him pain and difficulty when walking. Despite avoiding surgery for a long time, the unbearable pain eventually led him to consult Dr. Giorgio Festa, a convert and devotee of Padre Pio. The operation was scheduled for October 10, 1925, with a room prepared in the convent. When the time for anesthesia arrived, Padre Pio refused it and said, "Will you be able to resist looking at my wounds?" The doctor replied no with great frankness. "Now you see why I cannot allow myself to be put to sleep," said Padre Pio. The surgeon pointed out that the operation would be long and painful. However, Padre Pio had been ordered by his provincial not to allow anyone to see his stigmata, and he was determined to obey even at the price of suffering. Dr. Festa then asked him to at least drink a little bit of Benedictine liquor, a French herbal liquor with approximately 40% alcohol, to numb the pain. Padre Pio drank some, but when the doctor offered a second glass, Padre Pio cut him short, saying, "No, that's quite enough. Otherwise, there will be a fist fight between the Capuchin and Benedictine." You got to love Padre Pio. Even in the face of pain, his humor shines through. Well, the surgery proved to be indeed painful, but Padre Pio endured the suffering with superhuman strength. At the end, he fainted as he was being carried to his cell. Dr. Festa took advantage of the situation and examined Padre Pio's stigmata. He simply couldn't help himself. Nevertheless, if Padre Pio's willingness to undergo an operation without painkillers doesn't command your utmost respect, I'm not sure what will. Additionally, Dr. Sala noted that in 1951, Padre Pio faced a severe health condition involving inflammation in both the lungs and surrounding membranes, resulting in fluid buildup in the chest. This, understandably, led to chest pain, difficulty breathing, and coughing. Laboratory research ruled out tuberculosis or tumorous causes. In 1957, Padre Pio faced his first bouts of asthma, causing a notable decline in his respiratory capacity. He frequently complained about feeling a tightness in his chest. Furthermore, due to complications with inflammations throughout the years, he required the collaboration of specialists from the House of the Relief of Suffering for problems with his ears and throat. From 1966 to 1968, Padre Pio experienced sudden temperature increases lasting several hours. And with that, Dr. Sala concludes the list of known physical ailments afflicting Padre Pio. In conclusion, as I mentioned earlier, Padre Pio dedicated all his suffering to God for the healing and conversions of sinners. And as we just heard, he endured some of the most excruciating pains, from passing kidney stones on 4 occasions to undergoing an operation while wide awake with just a glass of liquor to numb the pain. Not to forget the chronic breathing problems and even the pains caused by the stigmata, adding to his trials. The magnitude of pain and suffering he faced might discourage anyone, but not Padre Pio. He willingly bore his suffering, not for himself, but like Jesus on the cross, for the salvation of others. He presented God with all his sufferings to alleviate the suffering of others. Through Padre Pio's intercession, uncountable healings unfolded, not only physical healings, but more importantly, spiritual healings. Yet, he himself was often terribly sick and in pain, but he wouldn't have wanted it any other way. He knew this was the price to pay for the salvation of souls. So, as we approach Good Friday, let us not forget to reflect on the price our Lord paid for our salvation. May we always be grateful for the undeserving gift we have received, a gift paid for with blood. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.